And when you truly notice that a flower exists in complete stillness, it not only is still inside, you almost sense that it's surrounded also by stillness, a field of stillness, everything in nature. And it's beautiful. It's alive, but it's not noisy. So the noticing of that dimension is the spaciousness that is around the content in your life. And I've only given the example of the flower so far, but you will see that it applies to all the content in your life, to all your experiences. They happen. Let's now shift from the flower to a traffic jam. You're sitting in a car, stress, you need to be there, but you're not moving. So that is an experience. There's an experience of stopping, no movement. The same spaciousness that is, of course, easier to become aware of when you contemplate a flower, that event that we call the traffic jam, you can also notice that it is surrounded within the spaciousness, because that spaciousness is always the now in which it happens. So what you become aware of, there's the traffic jam, which otherwise would have irritated you tremendously and brought up anger or frustration or made the unhappy story of me even more unhappy. Instead, there's the traffic jam. And how do you find the spaciousness around that event? Simply by allowing that moment to be. The moment you say yes to anything that happens completely, instead of fighting or resisting what is, you become aware of a dimension that is deeper than the event. Now, whatever label I use for that doesn't matter. Just every label is just a little pointer. I can call it a spaciousness around it, a stillness in which it happens. And that, now, next time there's a traffic jam, see what happens when you completely say, right, here I am, the car is not moving. It is as it is. And suddenly, there's a stillness around the content. And then your next practice will be an emotion arising, anger arising. Maybe you didn't catch the traffic jam in time, so you became angry. Anger comes up. And here too, you can allow that, say, there's anger, here it is. It's anger has a lot of energy to it. It is as it is. There's the energy that we call anger, trapped energy, like something trying to get out. It is as it is. No, it's not so easy here. It's easier to see the spaciousness, the silence around a flower, then the silence and spaciousness around anger. But the same principle is at work. You can, anything that you allow, any form that arises, that you do not resist because you see the futility of resisting a form that has arisen. It is. What can you do? Of course, you can, then action is possible, but in the meantime, it is. So, whatever arises in the now is completely accepted, and through that, a deeper dimension suddenly reveals itself to you. And that I sometimes call the spaciousness around things, the spaciousness around whatever the content is. And then you can take the whole story in your head of me and my past and my life situation and see also that it's surrounded by spaciousness.